Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here this afternoon. My name is Rachel Berkowitz, and I'm going to be presenting on a program within the Best Baby Zone work in Casamont, Oakland, California, called the East Oakland Innovators, Integrating Design Thinking and CBPR for Community-Driven Change. But I have nothing to disclose. I wanted to start out with a story, because all of Best Baby Zone Casamont's work, I think, is really focused on people and how small win changes and support of incredible people can ultimately lead to broader impact in the long term. And I feel like this story exemplifies a little bit of that. So in March of 2014, as we were starting to think about what it would mean to do a resident leadership program that brought together design thinking and CBPR, we held community forums in the Casamont neighborhood of East Oakland where we work. And we announced the opportunity for this resident-driven community development program. We had one shy young woman who, right after the first cafe, she lived very close by, and she had just stopped by to see what was going on, and she said, "I want to apply." And she did. She took an application, filled it out. We had a cafe, and like a week later, she came back, brought the application. And during the interview process for the East Oakland Innovators, she shared a lot about her personal experience. She's overcome a lot of challenges so far in her life, both for herself and her family, and she talked about how that led her to want to be engaged in the community and be supporting others to not have to experience what she did or to come and find their strength and power from their own experiences. And so we, of course, accepted her into the East Oakland Innovators program, and throughout the 8 months of the program, she grew bolder and stronger, and she was probably one of the most vocal perspectives in challenging the way that folk were approaching different projects and development, and ultimately just shared a great deal of her heart and her passion with her teammates as well as with women in the neighborhood that she ended up working with. And so it was amazing to be able to work with this woman and see what to me looked like a lot of really powerful growth and evolution, and even more important is to hear from her perspective that she also felt she'd gotten a lot out of it, as you can see in this quote, which I'll read. I'm very shy, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to get involved. It's because I'm really trying to break away from that. This project really helped me because I was able to come out of my comfort zone, and it was so amazing. I felt like I was on top of the world. It was a great feeling to know that you're, well, like for me, just knowing that I accomplished something so big. And so as we go through actually talking about the East Oakland Innovators and the community-driven change that we prioritized through that program, just to me, and obviously I know this woman very well now, but to me, I think that is just one story and one example of a very personal impact that ultimately relates to the impact we hope to see and the opportunity we hope to provide in the neighborhood. That being said, I'm going to share a little bit of context about the Best Baby Zone and the theoretical grounding that we have in the life course theory, as well as a little bit about our neighborhood in Casamont. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the approach, what we mean by resident-driven design thinking, which really sought to fuse CBPR and design thinking principles. Then, of course, the main event, I'll talk about the EOIs and our mixed method evaluation that we use to understand this piloting of a program. And finally, what we learned, how we do, and next steps for moving forward. So a little bit of context, and I'm not going to go too deep into this, but Best Baby Zone Casamont is actually one of three fantastic sites around the country for a national initiative called the Best Baby Zone that is housed at UC Berkeley under the direction of Sherry Pies. Our sister sites are located in Holly Grove, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Price Hill, Cincinnati, Ohio. And we have been in existence for 4 years, originally funded through the Kellogg Foundation, and now growing and exploring, and all with a focus on the life course perspective that I'll get into. And I'm not going to say any more because you can find out more about the Best Baby Zone tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the morning if you would like to attend the fantastic Best Baby Zone session. I would highly recommend it. They're all wonderful people and great work. So the life course theory, and that is the, I'm biased though, the life course theory is the foundational grounding of our work. And as many of you may know, the life course theory suggests that a complex interplay of biological, behavioral, psychological, and social protective and risk factors contribute to health outcomes across the span of a person's life and ultimately accumulate in not just your life, but the life of your offspring and generation to generation. And so when you're looking at these very challenging maternal and child health outcomes, such as infant mortality and preterm birth and low birth weight, to really have a long-term and sustainable effect, it's not enough to look at prenatal, postnatal, neonatal care, although that is absolutely vital and important. You also need to look at the environments and neighborhoods in which people are growing and living and working and playing, and understanding how to transform communities in places where everyone can thrive, and ultimately that can have that long-term effect. And so that is the grounding of our work in this idea. To just give a little more concrete example of life course perspective, we're going to look at East Oakland and just show how across the life course as an infant, as a child, and as an adult, you can see the accumulation of challenges and resulting in disparities in key health points and key developmental stages that ultimately can have that long-term impact of negative health outcomes. So compared to a white child in the affluent Oakland Hills, an African American born in high poverty in East Oakland is 2 times more likely to be born low birth weight, 12 times less likely to have a mother who graduated from college. A child is 13 times more likely to live in poverty and 4 times less likely to read at grade level by third grade. And an adult is 5 times more likely to be unemployed and 3 times more likely to die of stroke, which is a lot of different things, all if you look at them all individually, but you can also look at it as a cumulative impact. There's a 14-year life expectancy difference between someone in that neighborhood, in the East Oakland neighborhood, and someone in the Oakland Hills. And so these similar challenges, but also a great deal of assets, can be found in the East Oakland neighborhood in which we work, which is the Castlemont neighborhood. As you can see here is a census tract. It's a 7x12 block radius in the East Oakland flatlands with approximately 5,000 folk living there. And most recently, demographic information suggests that about 45% of folk identify as African American, 46% identify as Latino or Hispanic. And we work in this Castlemont neighborhood. We also recognize people's lives are betwixt and between. So we also work with folk more broadly in East Oakland connected to the neighborhood. And the reason in 2012 that the Castlemont neighborhood became the focus of the Best Baby Zone relates really to the assets and the challenges that were identified in the neighborhood. From an assets perspective, there were really committed community organizations like Youth Uprising and Castlemont High School that were centripetal forces in the neighborhood for community transformation. There's also a history of engagement and of entrepreneurship, and so there's a lot of really positive work that was already going on there. From a challenges perspective, approximately 1 in 4 adults are living in poverty or living below the poverty line, and 1 in 3 children. We know from talking with partners and from looking at the data that safety and violence, community disconnectedness, education, and local economy are challenges, thematic challenges in the neighborhood. And then looking at those long-term health outcomes that we were talking about, there is a definite difference in the prevalence of preterm birth and low birth weight from between births in the Castlemont neighborhood and Alameda County more broadly. And so with these assets and challenges in mind, the Best Baby Zone, Castlemont, was born back in 2012. And so unsurprisingly, our vision is that every baby is born healthy into communities that enable them to thrive and reach their full potential. And over the course of our 4 years, we've landed on 3 strategies to do this. We're actually within the Alameda County Public Health Department, within the Maternal, Paternal, Child, Adolescent Health Unit. And we've been funded throughout the course of our 4 years by Kellogg, by the California Wellness Foundation, California Endowment, Kaiser, and most recently and generously from the San Francisco Foundation. And so within early childhood and family support, that connection to MPCAH is huge. We really focus on bringing the good resources that exist within that unit and within Alameda County Public Health Department, making sure they're in the neighborhood and making sure clients and users have access to those opportunities and those resources. In relation to community economic development, we have a fantastic Castlemont Community Market first Saturday of the month, and that provides an opportunity for local entrepreneurs to learn what it means to be a vendor, and that feeds into broader economic revitalization efforts in the neighborhood. but then what I'll be focusing on is our community engagement work. And the focus of our community engagement work is to strengthen community capacity with our partners and with residents in order through strategies such as resident leadership opportunities, highlighting and understanding and supporting assets and resources, and building social cohesion and relationships. And so the East Oakland Innovators is an example of our resident leadership work. So before I get into the EOIs themselves, a little bit about our approach. Design thinking, or human-centered design thinking, is an interdisciplinary framework for designing and implementing. Originally, it starts with like products, so in a bit from the business side of the world, but actually you can move forward and look at it related to programming, projects, and et cetera. And what's unique about design thinking is that it is very centered around the potential user or the potential client or the potential beneficiary of this frame, of whatever you're creating. It has typically has three phases. You understand the issue holistically, you brainstorm crazy wonderful ideas, and then you prototype and test and you iterate across those. And it also prioritizes empathy and creativity and innovation. Community-based participatory research, as I'm sure many of the folk in this room know, is a philosophy and a series of principles and a foundational approach to research in which the community is a central and equal and vital partner in all aspects of any research that's being developed and implemented. You focus on that equitable collaboration, and there's also an emphasis on from research to action and balancing those priorities and ensuring that the work is really community driven and locally relevant. And so we, in looking at design thinking, we didn't see many examples where the client or user or whatnot was in the driver's seat of the design thinking. They were certainly central, but they weren't the ones actually doing the design thinking methodology. And that's where we saw an opportunity to bring together CBPR and design thinking as a framework. And so resident-driven design thinking was born, with the idea of training residents in the neighborhood about design thinking and then ultimately supporting them to use design thinking themselves to create their own small win projects. And we worked very closely with Gobi Group, which is a fantastic design thinking consulting group based out of Oakland, to figure out how best to do this. And that URL is access to our resident-driven design thinking toolkits. We have them in English and Spanish. They're on our website. I'm happy to provide, they're open to everyone. Happy to provide more information about that if after this presentation you're excited about resident-driven design thinking. Naturally, since we were piloting this, we wanted to make sure we had a good, strong evaluation framework. And so we had baseline, midline, and endline surveys that were focused on the personal growth and skills and confidence, as well as personal goals of the East Oakland innovators themselves. Then we were fortunate enough to work with a fantastic now MPH, then MPH candidate, to conduct qualitative interviews following the EOI program to really build on and add depth and context to what we found in the quantitative. And then that same, Taya Anderson, that same MPH and Mina Shramali, who is a now DRPH candidate, has been involved with BBZ since the beginning, worked together to look at how well did we do with applying design thinking and CBPR principles. So that's how we evaluated this pilot. And now for the fun stuff, the East Oakland Innovators. The East Oakland Innovators consisted of 9 East Oakland residents, some monolingual English speakers, some monolingual Spanish speakers, and some bilingual English Spanish speakers. You can see them in front of you at our closing ceremony. We also had 3 to 4 coaches, one of whom was also served as a Spanish interpreter. And over the course of 8 months, from May to December, we worked together in partnership with key community partners such as Youth Uprising, Brighter Beginnings, and the Early Childhood Hub in the neighborhood, Lotus Bloom, Room to Bloom. So after orienting ourselves and getting going and all that jazz, we had what we called a quick win. In the quick win, we pre-identified a key issue that we knew was a priority in the neighborhood, trash and dumping, and the coaches supported the whole cohort of EOIs in moving through all 3 phases of design thinking, understanding, ideating, and prototyping to ultimately implement a small win project, which namely was a block party during our first Saturday event in which they shared resources that already existed to try to prevent dumping in the neighborhood. Once they've done that, we ask all the EOIs to brainstorm what we call how might we questions, which is a big tool in design thinking to make sure you're asking the right question about an issue. So based on their own experiences as well as conversations with other residents in the neighborhood, what are those key project areas, those key issues that you would want to address? We voted and narrowed it down to three and divided into three teams of three, each of which had a coach to support them. And then the whole shebang started again, but this time the EOIs and those teams were driving, understanding, ideating, and experimenting, and ultimately implementing. So this is a little bit about what they did, what those small WIM projects were. I'm gonna speed up a little bit. But essentially, from the perspectives of the challenges that they were focusing on, the first was the Revolution Citizen Empowerment Team, the second was the Parent Education Team, and the third was the Small Business and Local Development Team. They ultimately implemented small WIM solutions. So with those new ideas, we did all implement projects. They engaged over 30 individuals who reported positive experiences, and two projects, namely the parent self-care classes, which you can see up at the top, and the small business promotion of a local corner store that was actually very healthy and carried healthy goods. They actually continued beyond the EOI program itself. In terms of our findings from the mixed method analysis, design thinking was seen as a positive framework, but attendance really affected people being able to, or lack of consistent attendance, affected people's ability to feel that they fully got the design thinking program. But it was seen as a really positive framework, and learning by doing was very helpful. The coaches were appreciated, but from the coaches' perspective, there was concern that we were too involved. Were we giving too much? Were we doing too much driving and not enough supporting? And the EOIs, too, kind of wanted some clarity about the purpose of that role. Folk really gained a sense of trust and camaraderie within the team, despite some interpersonal challenges. And really working within two languages, one group had only monolingual English and monolingual Spanish speakers, and the interpreter was the coach, was both rich and fruitful and also challenging for understandable reasons, and we learned a lot from that. And really, folk felt proud of the projects that they were able to implement, but because of a lot of flexibility and evolution, we really had to cut the implementation time short. And folk really regretted that. They felt like they were just getting going, and then all of a sudden the EOI program itself has ended. And as I mentioned, we've continued to engage, but it's different when you have this supportive programmatic structure, and folk wanted to continue. Folk learned a lot about Castlemont. They also, it illustrates kind of a complex relationship between, I'm so inspired by the fellow residents I'm working with, and why aren't people more motivated? Why aren't people wanting to engage more? And so it was really interesting to see the manifestation of that complexity. And finally, folk really felt there was good personal impact. Folk felt they gained, everyone showed improvements in, or gains in confidence and experience with skills. Everyone felt that they gained something out of it, and that the training was valuable. I know at least two folk who still carry around their toolkits and use them in different contexts and share with others, which to us is absolutely amazing. That's the idea, right? That you're sharing out. And just to put a quote to it, when asked, what is this all worth? What was this experience like for you? An EOI said, it's worth the rest of my life. I have a sense of appreciation for my neighborhood and the Castlemont community. I'm motivated to find people who want to work on the same things as me, even though it's all more complicated than I thought before. And finally, how did we do on bringing together the design thinking and CBPR principles? That's just to remind you what they are, or how we approached them. And ultimately, we see we did a pretty good job. All the design thinking principles were applied at some point during the program, and the only CBPR one that wasn't applied was number 9, which is the long-term project relationship, which, as I mentioned, was something that the EOIs were a little bit irritated about as well. And it's a good example of growth where we need to think about that sustainability, and more on that in a second. And some program areas favored applying one set of principles over the other, and that's something for us to explore as well. I'm not going to read these quotes, but just some key takeaways from the EOIs. Place-based, community-driven work is key. Resident-driven design thinking is actually a very useful framework. And collaborative working communities is key for real change. So So ultimately, we had some wonderful successes. We had a lot of challenges that we learned a great deal from. I'm happy to say we've been able to continue engaging with the first cohort of EOIs. We had a very delightful movie night, community building movie night. Over 50 folk attended. We showed Space Jam. Everyone loved it. In addition, we've been able to hire on two of the EOIs as part-time associates, and we're working to transition those into full-time staff positions. And that's really exciting, and to see that we've learned a lot and we were able to pilot something that we hadn't really seen examples of before. So moving forward, we are, through the generous support of the San Francisco Foundation, we are going to be holding three additional cohorts of EOIs over the next 3 years. Most excitedly, we are going to be training previous cohorts of EOIs to be the coaches. And so we want to be continuing and evolving that peer-to-peer approach and also just really supporting additional training of fantastic community leaders. We want to, on that note, enhance our approach to evaluation. We want to make sure we're capturing how are we doing with that kind of technical assistance, and what ripple effects are we seeing from a longer term impact, not only of the small wing projects, but also for the residents themselves who are participating. And finally, as I mentioned, sustainability. How can we support more small wing projects to continue afterwards? How can we support people in thinking of their own sustainability of projects? And how can we really engage a fantastic alumni network of East Oakland innovators, which we are confident we will have and very excited to have? And what is that going to mean, and how can we be supportive of that great group of resident leaders? So that's it. Thank you. I can't believe I made it on time, and I look forward to your questions. Thank you.